I want to throw out one other topic that wasn't a journal article, but really a letter to the editor of the New England Journal by Soon Paik, Norm Walmark, and the NSABP, Dan, bringing up this issue that was first presented at ASCO 2007 of the NSABP B31 study, and actually referring to other data from the other trials in terms of HER2 low and the impact of adjuvant trastuzumab, demonstrating or suggesting that there's a benefit in the adjuvant setting in these patients.
I have mixed emotions about this issue. To start with, I think we should all recall that those patients were called HER2 positive somewhere. Then that raises the issue of whether Soon does HER2 better than the primary doctor in the field does. Soon's a good friend of mine. He's a terrific pathologist, and I believe that may be true. Part two of this is that although both he and the NCCTG have shown a similar finding, still on precious few patients. We're talking about a very small percentage of patients who were in either one of those trials as a whole. And again, one wonders how real they are. I think the error we made is when we started those trials, we completely focused them on either 3+ or 2+ FISH positive patients. What I wish we'd done is powered the studies on those patients, but then added another 2,000 patients who were 1+ or 2+, or at least 2+ FISH negative, with the feeling that they may well benefit, but we don't know it. I don't think, though, the take-home message is that clinicians should go out and start taking patients who are called HER2 negative and giving them trastuzumab, both because of the cost and toxicity. And what's negative, certainly 0 and only 1+, and FISH negative, I would call negative, and I don't think those patients should get it. I think the 2+ers who are FISH negative or the 0 to 1+ers who are FISH positive are probably a potential kettle of fish who might benefit, but I don't know that. They weren't in the studies, and it's very hard to get to. And I think this retrospective analysis by both of those groups, while hypothesis generating, should not be used to pull the trigger and treat.
Unless I heard that these specimens were going to be looked at in other laboratories and that there was the hope to actually do a study in these patients.